This is Terry DeMeo demonstrating the metaphor tool. This is a real client, a real coaching session. This time, the client does not make a visual reference. She talks about her guilt, and I ask her to get an image of the guilt. Because she is a very visual client, I don't have to ask her to imagine the guilt as a person, an animal, or an object. I simply ask her to get an image, and she's able to do that. My questions then are easy because I'm simply trying to create my own visual image of what it is that she's seeing.
Sick of all this guilt I carry.
Get an image of the guilt.
Oh my gosh.
What is it? What's it look like?
At first I thought I saw like big and murky and black and yucky, and then all of a sudden I saw a nun's habit and almost something I'd be dragging around with me. You know, it's almost so big I can't lift it. I can't carry it.
What's it look like? Are you looking at it?
Yeah, kind of like this big black blobby pile that's like almost an amoeba shape or something. Just kind of, yeah.
How big is it?
It's as tall as I am.
It goes,
it's kind of like a triangle, you know, kind of as tall as I am. It's bigger at the base and goes up into a triangle of, you know, globby type stuff. Kind of looks like fat, only black.
Wonderful.
Wasn't that nice to think about?
Uh-huh. And what's around you? Take a look at the scene around you. See anything else?
You know, it could be anywhere with me. It doesn't matter if it's a beautiful day or it's, you know, it's just like it's there. And what else is around me with it? You know, we're not inside, we're outside. I see, you know, a sidewalk and, you know, I'm out, you know, walking and people around and this globby stuff is just kind of following me around everywhere I go.
It's following you?
Yeah. Yep.
How does it move to follow you?
That's what, you know, like it's strapped on to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's it strapped with?
Big black belts. And they just attach to my ankles and... As I walk, it just kind of follows right behind me everywhere I go. Damn thing.
Damn thing, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, is that it?
What?
I mean, I'm wondering why you don't reach down and unbuckle.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Well, you know, it kind of glides. It's not real bad. And then all of a sudden, it just kind of, there's places where it really gets stuck or globs right into me.
So what are you saying?
Where I need to kind of push it off of me, you know, where I do notice it's there and I kind of have to glob it off of me a little bit, and then I can move on again a little more freely.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, but it's not, you know, really always, you know, it's not like Pigpen where it's always around me.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of unnoticeable at times. Because it just kind of glides right with me.
Well, that's convenient.
Yeah.
So do you want that, even gliding?
No. No, that's the point I'm finally getting to, is I'm starting to recognize this thing is following me around.
Uh-huh.
And well, I never knew it was there before.
So what are you going to do?
I'm going to unstrap those little straps and take them off.
Okay, go ahead. I'll wait.
Okay. I think they used to be invisible. Okay, I unstrapped them, and I'm going to leave it here outside on the sidewalk. And I don't want to call it. I have to pick it up.
Maybe it'll fertilize the lawn.
It's a hazard.
So how is that feel?
Well, it's so light and easy to walk now. It's so much better. It's a little unfamiliar, though.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Very unfamiliar.
Isn't it?
Yeah, a little scary.
Wow, yeah, scary.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Who would you be without that story? I suppose you could go back and strap it back on.
Without all that guilt, I'd be free to be successful, I guess, to go for what I really want and not worry about what everybody else is going to think of me. I've been carrying that around a long time. What will everybody think?
Whose business are you in when you're worrying about what they think about you?
I'm in their business.
Yeah.
That I'm getting pretty good at.
Uh-huh. Could be that you've got enough to stay busy with in your own business.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so right now. I have plenty.
You have enough to stay busy with. Well, congratulations.